from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was one of the most iconic roles in cinema history.
Yeah, it was a farce.
Don't ever denigrate Scarface.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz and Evan Giddings with you. It's 1 o'clock, and it's a day where we've spent some time honoring and reflecting on Alvin Attles, who was a member of the Warriors organization for 64 years. He was drafted in 1960, and he's been a part of the organization. He passed last night at his home in the East Bay with his family and friends, and he was an icon, member of the Hall of Fame, championship coach, was on the floor when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. He had a role in a variety of ways with the Golden State Warriors over the year, including being their ambassador. And let's welcome in right now Bob Fitzgerald, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, the television voice of the Golden State Warriors, Bob Fitzgerald. Bob, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
What's up, Matt? How are you?
We're doing all right. When I say Al Attles, what comes to mind?
Oh, man, you got to start with the voice. The greatest voice ever, the voice of God. And then maybe like the kindest guy you would ever meet. I mean, just an incredible, incredible guy. And you know, you roll off that intro where, well, he spent 64 years with the Warriors. Well, that's the longest of any person with any franchise ever in NBA history. So, you know, I'm getting ready in a month or two for season 32 with the Warriors, and I'm thinking, I'm not even halfway there, Al at 64. But, you know, I have so many, like, fun stories and memories of him. And, you know, to me, the radio show we did, you know, the night Wilt scored 100, it was the whole, we had the audio because there was no television of that game. And, you know, and here's all the countdown where they're announcing Wilt scoring in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, Al said, I'll get Wilt to call in. And we're like, Wilt Chamberlain is not calling some local radio show, you know, to talk about the night he scored 100 points. That is not going to happen. And the show was an hour long. We're about 20 minutes in. And we're like, you know, Al, we appreciate you, you know, taking a shot at it, whatever. But he's like, no, Wilt will call. And like 10 minutes later, the phone rings in the studio, and it's Wilt Chamberlain. You know, because right. Al Attles said, hey, he's going to call. And that's the kind of friendship they had. So it's just great, great stuff for him. And then we always tease Al because he had the 17 points of the night. Wilt had 100. He was 8 of 8 from the field, 1 of 1 from the line. And Wilt signed a thing for Al that basically said the actual game ball, like, to Al Attles, who always did the right thing at the wrong time. Because Al had the perfect night, but it just happened to be when Wilt had 100. So, you know, I think about that, and then the other one, just to, you know, let you jump back in. But, you know, every time he talked about the 75 championship team, which to me, we had just moved to the Bay Area from Chicago as a kid, and that was my team. That was Bill King calling the games, and, you know, that was then Keith Wilkes and Rick Barry and Clifford Ray and Phil Smith and, you know, the Hopper, Charles Dudley and Derek Dickey, and I love that team. And Al would never mention that championship team without talking about having to trade his great friend Nate Thurman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just always like, well, we won the title, but I had to trade Nate for Clifford Ray. It's like he never brought up that title team without mentioning that. And that's who he was. He was a friend to so many people. Just, you know, icon is thrown out way too often. He was an icon and was Mr. Warrior in every way, shape, and form of the word.
Well, Fitz, I've just been a fly on the wall listening to those stories and listening to a lot of conversations that we've had today about the great Al Attles. And, you know, I read an excerpt today about that 100-point game where he was kind of ribbing Wilt in the locker room after saying, essentially, yeah, well, on a night where I didn't miss, no one wanted to talk to me after the game.
That's right.
I'm just curious if you can recall the first time you met Al, because I do think there is something about the first time you get to experience something that you have in an idea about as great as he was. But do you remember the first time you met him?
I do, because when I was doing the evening show at KNBR, I followed the Giants games and I followed the Warrior games. And we know, Matt knows, because we play pickup basketball after the games at the Coliseum. So, you know, I'd be doing the show, and then we'd run out, and, you know, all the media people would be done with their writing their stories, and we'd play 5-on-5. But the KNBR spot was, like, midway up in the stands, and I'd go there to cover the game and get ready to do the show after the game. And that spot sat me next to Al Attles. And so the first time I ever went out to a Warrior home game, I'm like, I'm sitting next to Al Attles. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I get to watch the Warriors and cover the NBA and do a little radio talk show, but I get 2.5 hours sitting next to Al Attles on a regular basis. So the very first time I sat down, and, you know, Al, people know him, he's Babe Ruth used to do this, but Al always said, he always called everybody Babe.
Yeah.
So you sit down like, hey, you know, Alvin, you know, how are you? Hey, Babe, how are you? You know, how are we doing tonight? Hey, Babe. Like, that was, but the first, like, he sat down first time I met him. He talked to me like he knew me for 20 years. And I just kind of sat there and all like, God, I'm a broadcaster. I'd kill to have this guy's voice. But just to listen to him talk about players and talk about history and talk about the league and talk about what it was like to be a player and a coach and a GM. And, you know, you see Michael Jordan, and then Al could relate to so many players from the Celtics and Dr. J and things like that. It just, he was history. He was everything. So, you know, yeah, I remember the very first time I met him. Hey, Babe, how you doing? Like, oh my God, I'm sitting next to Al Attles. Like, great, greatest part of the job for sure.
Bob Fitzgerald joining us on 95.7 The Game. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. He is the television voice of the Golden State Warriors. You know, one thing about, you know, the job you do, Bob, and to a lesser extent, the job I do, so many people kind of hear what you say. You sometimes forget that everything you say is for everybody to hear. And certain people, you know, comment on it or not. And I'm just wondering if Al ever shared anything with you about the way you were calling a game or something he liked or gave you advice, or was he the type of guy who said, well, Bob's the announcer, and that's his area of expertise, and so he doesn't need my advice?
No, he watched all the games, you know, particularly obviously the road games and things like that. He attended most of the home games. So, no, Al would always have a nice way of, you know, hey, this was like, if we had a particularly good game or a good call, and he was so close to Jim Barnett as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he'd have a thought or two, and it was stuff that made him laugh or stuff that, oh, you guys, hey, you were talking about Sidney Wicks, you know, when he fought this guy when he, you know, took on Calvin Murphy, and that was Calvin Murphy was a Golden Glove boxer and beat the hell out of Sidney Wicks, who was a 6'9", 250-pound power forward. And, you know, the thing that I always found incongruous was that Al Addle's nickname was the Destroyer. And so he was as tough a person and a player as and everyone in the league that ever talked to playing Al. Like, you did not mess with Al Addle's. Like, do not let the smooth taste fool you. And yet I had known this kind, incredible guy, and I'm like, you know, I'd always ask Jim and his, you know, the Destroyer, like, they're like, no. Nobody played with Al Addle's, believe me. And, you know, I think fans got to see that in 1975 as the Warriors swept Washington. In Game 4, they sent Mike Reardon out to get in a fight with Rick Barry to get him ejected. Yep. And it was sort of like, okay, well, you know, Reardon's a, you know, role player. If he gets a fight with Barry, the Warriors will lose their star, and, you know, maybe Washington can turn this series around. Now, Al Addle's jumped in the middle. He's like, I'll fight the whole team. Yeah. You're not getting Rick out of here. I'll get ejected from the game, but I'll take on every one of you guys. And that's when it was like, whoa, that is the Destroyer. That's the guy. So, you know, no, Al always had a kind word, always had a fun anecdote, always had a little something to add, and always let you know he was listening and watching, which was cool. Like, that's, you know, you think about you're calling games, but then when you see someone like that say something about a game or a player or something you said on a broadcast, like, it carried like 50,000 times the meaning.
Well, off of that, Fitz, and I think one thing, and you mentioned, you know, year 32 coming up with the Warriors for you. One thing that I think, you know, I pick up on is you guys don't just call the game now. You'll try and teach people a bit about basketball. And I have to imagine either sitting next to Al Addle's or talking to him, you know, wherever you guys were, that he also helped you learn the game a little bit. I'm just wondering if there was, I don't know, you know, a story or just something that you can recall about learning about the game of basketball from Al Addle's.
Well, I mean, that's a great question, Evan. I mean, to me, three guys have taught me the most about the NBA, and it would be Doug Collins, Jim Barnett, and Al Addle's. Mm-hmm. And what you find for people that know the sport at that level, they tell you things that are going to happen before they happen. And that was the thing with Al, and the same thing with Jim, is that you'd see a guy like a Chris Mullin hit a shot or two, and the average fan would be like, oh, you know, he's getting hot. Al would be like, he's going for 40 tonight. You know, this or that guy can't guard him.
Right.
You know, Tim Hardaway crossing the guy over, like, they have no guards to guard Tim Hardaway. He's going to go, you know, berserk tonight. That's the kind of stuff that Al could teach you or tell you on a matchup or a strength of a player or a weakness of another player to presage what would happen in the game. So you're having that conversation the first or second quarter, sit next to him, and then you'd see in the third or fourth. And then in a close game, they'd go to a timeout. I'd be like, hey, you know, who are they going to run this play for? Who's it? And half the time you'd think it's, you know, the star on an opposition, and I was like, nah, you know, they're going to go to this other guy. Like, in crunch time, he's the guy. Like, he'll have the ball.
Interesting.
And so that kind of stuff was really cool because he never really took that coaching hat off. You know, he knew the game as a player. He knew the game as a coach. He knew talent as a GM. So he could really add, you know, to your understanding. And if you're smart, you know, and I'm halfway sometimes, you'd ask a lot of questions to learn more. You know, why is this happening? Why do you see that? What should I be looking for? What are things early in a game when a coach would use a timeout or when he would let his team kind of take it on the chin a little bit and get down 15, 18 to learn something for future kind of iterations? And so, you know, I just loved every time Al would tell stories, every time he would joke around with people. You know, Al and Don Nelson, I can't think of two more characters to be around a lot. Like, Nelly taught me a lot about basketball, too. I should have mentioned him as one of the four. But, you know, Al, just little nuances, little nuggets, little things about players, about teams, about history. And we always want to do the last thing, recency bias. This guy's the greatest. This guy's this. Al would keep that in perspective. Guys who were good, he always appreciated, but, you know, you should have seen Elgin Baylor do this. You should have seen Bob Cousy do this. You should have seen Wilt and Kareem do this. that always kind of kept things in perspective as to the latest and greatest.
Hey, Bob, before I get you out of here, I'm going to ask you something on a different subject. And if you were a 49er fan, are you starting to worry about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk at this point, or still nothing to see here?
You know, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow with the Niners to call that game Friday, Niners-Raiders, and the preseason broadcast. And, you know, I'm doing my notes, and it's like, yeah, oh, not Ayuk and not Trent Williams. And you see Hufanga's coming back. You know, Banks has a broken finger. And it's this is the year for the Niners to win the Super Bowl. Like, this is the year. Because Purdy's contract is going to switch next year. So this is the year to do it. And so the finances in the NFL are always such a big deal, but I mean, as a fan and someone who's, you know, very vested in the Niners, like, I'm just kind of hoping, can they get him signed? Can they run that Rubik's Cube of finances with the cap and all that and get it done? I think that John Lynch will. I think it might come down to the wire, just like with Bosa, but
right.
I think Ayuk and Trent Williams will both be playing when they play the Jets.
All right, Fitz, we'll have a good call on Friday. We'll be watching, and good to talk to you under, you know, not the greatest circumstance, but it's always nice to celebrate someone who deserves it, and nobody deserves it more than Al Attles.
For sure, for sure. And that's, you know, the Warriors will celebrate that this season in absolutely the right way as well.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Bob. Take care, buddy.
All right, guys. Be good. Take care.
All right. That's Bob Fitzgerald, television voice of the Golden State Warriors.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm talking about with the Niners.
Yeah. No, of course. Wait. What was that? That was another subtle dig. See, you always wait until he's off the line.
What do you mean?
Well, you just took a shot.
I said there's nothing to worry about. Fitz thinks they'll be here.
With the Niners.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought that was a shot at the Warriors.
No. He does preseason football games.
No, I know.
I think he works for Westwood One or Compass Media or one of those.
He does the games on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's going through his prep, and what he's also saying is, they're a little bear.
Yeah, but I think what we can glean...
Looking a little naked right now.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Fitz on that team plane going to Vegas, he'll get some info. He'll get some info. He'll figure it out whether this is something to worry about or nothing to worry about at all.
Yeah, do you remember the last time we were on a plane to Vegas?
Was that the one where my daughter came?
No, we were going to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
For Radio Row?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. We stayed at Circa.
Yes, we did. Well, I think you guys stayed there both times, right?
No, we stayed.
I wasn't out there. Actually, it would have been this time last year that you guys were in Las Vegas.
Why were we there?
I can't tell you. I wasn't there because I was in Italy.
Well, when were... Oh, that must have been the one with my daughter.
Yes. Yeah, you had the limo and Guru was popping bottles.
But we didn't...
Non-alcoholic.
We didn't stay at Circa. We stayed at some other hotel that had that Detroit theme.
No.
I'm getting
you guys
mixed
stayed
up.
At the Circa. We stayed at the D. D Hotel.
I've stayed at the D before.
It was an A.
Minus.
Some of the nights.
No, that's right. That's the one with the sports book that kind of looked like Tiger Stadium.
But we did go to the party at the Circa, the pool party.
Yes.
Even though it was like 50 degrees and it was actually pretty chilly.
The place was jumping that night.
Lorenzo Neal had it jumping.
Yeah. Why
don't you remember that? That's my question.
From a year ago?
No, from less than a year ago. I can understand why maybe you didn't understand and didn't remember something from a year ago, but you didn't remember Radio Row? I thought we had such a great time together. We bonded. We had a lot of fun. We ended up going a bit of our separate ways towards each part of the night. Came back and aggregated in the morning.
Oh, I remember the second show. Second show.
Why do you remember the second show?
Because that was with Chuck Liddell, I believe.
Yeah.
And who else did we have on that day?
We had...
Dr. Oz.
I didn't know who Dr. Oz was.
I didn't even want to... That was Vintage Guru. Hey, Dr. Oz, come on over.
And then he said his wife would never forgive him if he didn't get Dr. Oz on. I didn't know who he was.
He ran for governor in Pennsylvania. He got beat by a gentleman named Fetterman. Yeah. I was going to start ripping him about it, but of course Guru was wanting to talk football the whole time.
He's a TV guy. Yeah, I didn't know who Dr. Oz was, and you didn't know who Jamal Lewis was.
That, you know what? That makes me want to... That's not true.
What?
No, the guy who I didn't know.
Well, we all didn't know who that was.
Yeah, who was that?
Some guy throwing leg kicks above head of Chuck Liddell, and you said, hey, let's get him on.
No.
And this guy looks pretty cool.
Whatever the guy's name was, when we got back, Nahigian said something like, nobody cares about that guy. But I can't remember who it was.
Well, he ended Dr. Oz ran for senator.
Senator. What'd I say, governor? Thank you.
Count the bucket.
Damn. That's you gotta know that kind of stuff.
Neither here nor there. The other part of that was whoever the person was who we all didn't know, he looked like Jake Paul, but he used to be a player for the Niners.
Right.
He was in training camp with them. He never was on the active roster.
Right.
But he knew Shanahan. He played in 2017 or 2018.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I want to say Grandy or Lucas knew who he was, but none of us did.
Well,
we had him on for 20 minutes.
We had him on too long, according to the boss.
Wait, hold on a sec.
I'll tell you who would know is our guy Ernie Chavez.
Yeah, he probably would.
He would probably remember who the guy was. Oh, speaking of Jake Paul.
Or Logan Paul?
Logan Paul, who's going to get knocked out by Tyson?
That
which
fight's
one?
Not going to happen.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
They just did another press conference. It's on, baby.
Well, it was supposed to be on 6 months ago, but
Tyson had a health scare.
Yeah, he's 55.
It's Jake Paul.
I mean, I hope he knocks the crap out of him, but...
Yeah, did you see Tyson push him?
Oh.
What?
Well, now I got to watch.
Well, that's why Paul's going to have problems. See, people don't realize, you know, the only way to beat Tyson is to get inside on him. The problem is he's so strong that he can get you off him. And Paul's going to find that out.
See, the problem is you're analyzing mm-hmm. Mike Tyson like he's 21.
You ever seen him work out on the bag? He still looks like he's 21 when he hits that thing.
Does the bag hit back?
The bag does not hit back, but... You want to bet on it? I'll bet on that fight.
You know what? I don't want to bet against Tyson, but I might just bet against you.
Don't bet against Mike Tyson.
I'm not betting against Mike Tyson. I'm betting against you.
By the way, has there ever been an athlete that has hit rock bottom and then come back and made it back to the top like him? Like, he's loved now. I'm fascinated by Mike Tyson. He's a modern-day Socrates. He was a philosopher.
Well,
you ever hear him talk?
Yeah, that's
the
called...
The guy is brilliant.
That's called drugs.
Stop. Why do you do that?
Because I've listened to his podcast before. He's very open about it.
Yes, he is.
Ayahuasca, DMT, something with a toad.
Don't talk about that.
Anyway... Good luck to Mike Tyson.
Well, I hope he does well.
I'd like to see him just knock him out.
He's your age, right? 50.
Yeah, I wish. I wish. No, I think he's probably closer to... I bet he's about 55.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This also happened in Vegas. Thanks, 650. Mark Schlier dropped the story about the thermometer up
that's right.
Up his keister.
That's right. By the way, we're trying to get Mark Schlier on weekly.
There's a reason we call him Stink.
But we're a little hesitant because we're going to have to get the guy on the dump button to be real. Oh!
That's the guy.
That's the guy!
I thought someone was making a joke.
Cassius Marsh.
Was that Ernie?
That was the guy. 650. I tell you what. You guys are the greatest of all time.
We do have great listeners.
Unbelievable. You guys remember stuff better than us. Cassius Marsh.
Well, yeah, you didn't remember we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Or should I say, Cassius Marsh. Cassius Marsh.
But then we need some sort of description for him.
I have no description.
Detroit Pistons.
16 teams he might have played for.
Yeah, in one season.
Somebody always wanted him.
Played for 95.7 the game for 20 minutes.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah, nobody knows who that guy is. I'll never forget that.
Gotta go.
Hey, join 95.7 the game at Harding Park Friday. September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Coming up on the other side, I'll tell you what, I saw something in The Athletic today that should get Warrior fans excited, or it should make Warrior fans feel better, and that is, of course, if they're not feeling great about their team. I will, as Matt Steinmetz, uplift you on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
TV and price subject to change.
Neuropathy can be a dark place with constant pain and suffering. Symptoms can include numbness, pain, tingling in your hands, legs, and feet, or balance issues. If not treated, neuropathy could result in confinement to a walker, wheelchair, or worse. Has your doctor prescribed pain medications or even dangerous opioids and told you to just live with the pain? Drugs like gabapentin only mask the pain. They never fix the problem. SF Bay Wellness, a leader in neuropathy reversal, uses FDA-cleared, non-invasive electric cell therapy to restore nerve function with no injections, no drugs, and no surgery. The treatments have a 95% success rate, and SF Bay Wellness has patients who drive miles for relief. Much of the treatment can be done at home. Call SF Bay Wellness at 844-94-NERVE for the $99 neuropathy evaluation and receive a personal treatment plan that is tailored to your needs. Call 844-946-3783. That's 844-946-3783. What are you waiting for?
It's no secret that strong financial wellness is important. The folks at your neighborhood Fremont Bank Financial Center can talk through what savings plan is best for you. Visit FremontBank.com or visit your nearest branch today.
Amazon Pharmacy presents Painful Thoughts.
Oh, I'm sick. So I took my sick to the doctor. The doctor gave my sick a prescription. Now my sick and I are in line at the pharmacy, mingling with all the other sicks, on its way to becoming an even worse sick.
Next time, keep your sick at home and let Amazon Pharmacy deliver your meds right to your door. Amazon Pharmacy. Healthcare just got less painful.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's local family-owned pest control company.
Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Steiny and Evan Giddings. This is a too short segment.
Oh, you got that right, brother.
I got three things I want to get into.
Well,
first,
they don't have very long.
I know. But they're all little nuggies. I got a text from Mark Willard. I don't know if you know this. He hosts a show on our station, 2 to 6 with Dan Dibley.
We'll see him in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. And I said, I don't know if you remember this, but I said, has anybody asked John Lynch why Trent Williams isn't here?
I remember you asking that, yes.
He referred... He said Kyle said it was, quote, contract related. That's right. I do remember somebody said either is it contract related, and he said it's contract related.
Well, but then you were right that
that's
no
true.
One's asked John Lynch whether it's contract related or not.
That's true.
That one confused me for a minute. I thought you said it was Shanahan when it was really Lynch, but if indeed that's correct, then that's points tiny.
Yeah, that's new. What's new? Here's the second one. How about this little factoid?
Okay.
Let me decline my call from my daughter.
Yeah, you did that on air yesterday.
She just doesn't get it. Yesterday, Kenny's Mets played the Baltimore Orioles.
They did.
I almost feel like asking Ken if he knows what was special about that game yesterday.
They lost?
No.
That's not special.
Do you know what made yesterday's Mets Orioles game noteworthy?
Was it the 1,000th time they played each other?
No. No, it was the longest game in baseball this year. 12 innings. That's the longest game in baseball this year. And when I said that to Evan, I said, wow, it's kind of interesting. 12 innings, longest game of the season. What do you think?
That's the way it should be. Games should not be going 18 to 20 innings, unless they're supposed to. But the Ghost Runner eliminates that possibility in most situations, which I appreciate because you get to... Look, health is wealth. And the Ghost Runner was implemented to save arms for future days. To save the bullets. And I know that a lot of old school baseball fans are probably going to scream at me for this, but I've come around on the Ghost Runner. I just have.
I have too.
Why?
Because it's just...
Something new?
Yes. Yes. It is.
Do you like the minute and 50 or hour 50 baseball games?
Yeah. Sure, why not? I tell you what. My next proposal for Major League Baseball is to do what the Little League guys are doing.
What?
Play six.
I was going to say, they already have mustaches
play
in Major
six,
League Baseball.
Play six innings. All right, I'll give you seven. Play a seven-inning game.
That's what they play in high school.
Exactly.
Well, it's like every level you move up. You know, in college, you play 40-minute basketball games.
No, I know.
Then you get to the NBA, you play 48.
I know. Hey, I'm reading The Athletic this morning, and they've got a writer named John Hollinger.
Your ghostwriter?
What does that mean?
You don't know what a ghostwriter is?
I do, but why would he be my ghostwriter?
Because you reference him a lot. It's like you really like what he has to write.
Yeah, it's good.
You're like-minded.
He had a list of the best under-the-radar moves in the NBA this offseason. And the number one move under the radar, he said, is essentially the Warriors trading Klay Thompson and letting Chris Paul go for nothing and acquiring De'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and Buddy Hield. He said they're going to be better. He said those three guys will give you more than Klay Thompson gave last year and Chris Paul.
My first question would be, why is that an under-the-radar move?
Well,
in fact, I
quietly
believe
it's under-the-radar moves. But
one of the biggest moves on the radar this entire offseason.
No, that would be Paul George.
I said one of.
Going
which he did
to
reference as saying not needing to dig into because it was not an under-the-radar move.
Exactly. Exactly. So everything else was under the radar. So of all the moves in the offseason other than Paul George, he says he likes what the Golden State Warriors did. Why can't you just take that and feel good about it?
The way that you phrase that question makes me not want to. Your tone. Wait, no, but seriously, so you agree with him?
I think there's a chance. No, listen. Ugh. I think there's a chance they're going to be a better team, but they're going to run into something. They had really good luck last year, I felt. And I look at this team and Steph and Draymond, can they play 70-plus games between them? Or 70 each, I should say. Boy, I don't know.
I think it's a dangerous game to play a season out on paper.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's not the way it works.
You mean they play on the hardwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play with a real ball on a real court with real rims. I don't know. Like, did the Warriors make bad moves this offseason? Probably not.
Right.
Did they make any great move this offseason? No. No, they didn't. Telling me that they're better than 46 wins if they're 46.4 or 46.6 doesn't do much for me. It's like telling me the Niners are going to win 11.4 games. Okay?
Well, it's about right. Yeah. I mean, if 11.4 means 11 or 12, yeah, I think I would take that. I think that's about what they'll be. By the way, did you see Steph Curry is, I don't know if it was his Instagram or not, but he is.
Now that's news.
Give it to me.
He scrubbed his IG. No, he just took.
What did he do?
Well, he changed his profile picture for one.
To what?
To him in the Team USA uniform.
Uh-oh.
Neutral. Might as well have changed it to a Switzerland flag. And
wow.
Then he got rid of point guard or just guard for at Warriors. So he got rid of his bio.
No, he didn't.
Sending shots.
Why would he do that?
He knows everything.
Why would he take guard, Warriors guard? You're telling me it said Warriors guard, and he took that off his profile.
Oh, he's moving to the three this year? I don't know.
I'm not saying that.
Could it play power forward?
You're telling, this is factual.
That's what the internet was blowing up about. I know that you're not on social media. You've conquered every medium except for social media. But I don't know. I feel like Curry doesn't do anything unintentionally.
That's weird. That's a little strange.
He also posted a picture of him, KD, and LeBron together. Just saying.
And people think I like to stir it up. All right.
Well, you do.
Well.
So does Curry.
Yes, he does, apparently. All right. Hey, what's coming up next on the game is the crossover, and it's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Axe Revival Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.